Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Network and the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And we got our good friend, our new friend, I should say, Brett Clay. He's going to become an old friend, but right now he's a new friend. Brett is the founder and the CEO of Change Leadership Group, and he's the author of the book Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales and Leading Change. Brett, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Brett, one of the things that, a little bit of breaking news for some people, maybe if they went to bed early and spent the next day in bed, the Republican, Scott Brown, won the senatorial race in Massachusetts and beat Martha Coakley, and that's changing, Brett. That's going to change the political landscape in Washington and actually across the world, across the country. This is it's very rare that one of the 535 members of Congress in an election for one of those seats has this kind of impact. And I'm wondering, Brad, if maybe some politicians in Washington, maybe on both sides of the aisle, should be looking at your book right now. What do you think?
Yeah, they could look at the forces of change that are going to be affecting their politics and how they do policymaking.
Well, in one election, 100,000 votes separated the two. The sea changed and the tides changed and shifted the balance of power. One vote, and if you love politics, Brett, as I do, because I don't have a life. If you love politics, this is as good as it gets. This is like a Super Bowl, And so, but things are changing. And one of the things that I've been noticing for the last decade, really, Brad, is that change is not different from 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago, but the velocity of change, that's what's taking everybody's breath away, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. Alvin Toffler wrote about that back in the 1970s in his book, Future Shock. And I think it might have happened a little bit slower than he forecasted, but certainly it is. Change is happening so fast that by the time you've adapted to what's changing today, it's already changed again. And so you have to be constantly evolving. You don't get a chance just to keep things the same. And it's hard to cope with that sometimes.
Well, it is, especially if you haven't been keeping up at all. I mean, one of the things that I've tried to talk to people about with regard to where things are going, I think of it like a Tour de France bicycle race. You have these breakaway groups. I don't know if you ever watched that race, but you have the breakaway groups that take the lead, and they talk about the peloton has, they've got to catch those guys and bring them back to the peloton, to the main group. You know, what I've tried to tell people is, folks, in small business, you don't have to win the race. You don't have to beat the breakaway guys. You don't even have to catch them and bring them back. You just got to keep them in sight. What do you think?
Well, it's kind of like the joke about the bear that came into the campground with the two boys, and the one boy started putting on his tennis shoes, and the other one said, "Why are you doing that?" And he said, "I don't have to outrun the bear, I just have to outrun you."
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one. But go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that's right. I guess maybe the difference today, going back to how change is really accelerating, is that other boy is running really, really fast. Mm-hmm. That's the problem, and you really do have to put on tennis shoes and run really fast to keep up with your competition. And competition is coming from around the globe. It's coming from the internet, and if you're not changing and adapting to all that, you're not going to maintain the livelihood and the standard of living that you've been accustomed to.
Well, here's the thing. You can't outchange. One of the things I know, small business owners, Brett, are not, you know, we're not game changers. We're not big enough to be game changers. We're not gonna conquer the world. We're going to try to be successful in our little niche, in our little part of the world, and do the best we can. But the thing is that we don't have the budgets or the impact to outchange people. We can't outchange anybody, but we can manage change, and we can lead change. And those are two things that I've talked quite a bit about on the show before with other experts. But and you add a third one, which I think is very important, and that is the concept of selling change. Talk to us about that.
Sure. And I think, again, in like you mentioned, in small business, you're constantly so busy with there's so many things going on. And the one challenge is to adapt to change, but the other is this concept of helping other people drive change, because change is what brings opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is change is what helps people achieve their goals. Everybody has a goal. There's some forces that they feel that are driving them toward achieving something. And they haven't achieved that goal yet because there is an obstacle in front of it, and they need to make some changes in order to overcome that obstacle. Mm-hmm. So the idea of selling change is to help customers adapt, not just adapt, but then go beyond that and overcome their obstacles and achieve their goals.
Because they're seeing changes too, and they're looking for someone to help them, to be a partner in helping them manage and lead that change. And if you can be one of those partners, that's how you get a customer you can't run off.
And that's a customer that is going to stay with you and is going to love you. Because in the old way of selling, you know, the transactional or solution-centric way,
right,
the customer would come to you and say, oh, I have a problem. And you would provide a bandage to the problem, mm-hmm, and help them with their pain. Well, that's sort of very reactionary, and it doesn't have as much value as if you're helping them overcome an obstacle and get to their goal. That's way, way more powerful.
And the way that I have encouraged people to think about that, Brett, is not to just think about what the customer's pain is, but see if you can identify what your customer's pain is. And if you can get to that pain, then you really accomplished the hat trick.
That's right.
Look all the way through your customer to their customer. The book is called Selling Change, and the author is Brett Clay. When we come back, he's got five methodologies, five disciplines on managing change, selling change, that we're going to get him to talk to us about. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. Little Stone's bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. We got lots of other stuff you can do there that will help you with your small business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Brett Clay is with us, folks. Brett is the author of Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales by Leading Change. And Brett, tell us how we can find your book and you.
Oh, sure. It's available at any bookstore, also on Amazon.com, and my website, sellingchange.com. And right now it's also in the airports and Hudson News in 110 locations.
Good for you. Well done. Brett, did you mention your own website again?
Yes, sellingchange.com.
Sellingchange.com. Okay. One of the things that a lot of times the changes we said is happening so fast. A lot of times small business owners worry that they need to have all the answers. I don't think that's what we have to have with customers. I think what we have to have is we have to let customers know that we are not obtuse about the fact that there's change, and that we don't continue to bring them tired, worn-out ideas and solutions that let them know that we're not even on the same page as the change, let alone on the same sentence. of the change. And I think just letting them know that, we're trying to find out where things are going and help them with that, that helps an awful lot. I don't think we have to have all the answers. What do you think?
Well, you can never have all the answers, of course. The key is to prioritize what are the elements that are going to have the biggest impact in your business and in your customer's business. An example that just came to mind as you were talking through that is I was having some postcards printed last week, and I wanted to use a local printer. And it turned out that the price that he quoted me was 10 times the price that another printer in California was going to charge. And the local guy said, "Well, that's an internet printer." And I guess he
like,
said...
Like that was some kind of a crime or something.
Well, he said the other printer just consolidates orders from around the country, and they're able to run... They're just able to run at much higher efficiency. So I said, "Well, how do you stay in business?" And he says, "Well, we do very large print runs for local advertisers."
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the kinds of changes that are happening in every business,
right?
Small or large, and it is they are game changers for those businesses and customers. I didn't realize I can't go to a local printer.
Well, and the thing is he had to realize that he could no longer stay in business doing your kind of printing. He had to identify where his niche was.
Right, exactly.
And get comfortable with that. And this is something that I say all the time. I know my audience is, they're rolling their eyes right now, Brett, because they know what I'm going to say. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, printing, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Right.
Postcards. You gotta realize that it's okay to be a printer, but you gotta know what kind of printer you're gonna be in this new world, don't you?
So you don't have to have all the answers, but boy, you better have the top three answers.
Well, you gotta have a mechanism for finding the answers when you get there, and that's what your disciplines are all about, aren't they?
That's right.
Talk to us about some of them.
Sure. That, you know, I was looking at how do people make change? How do they decide to take action? So I was researching the psychology of change and human behavior, and I developed these five disciplines of change because they answer the five fundamental questions that need to be answered in order for change to happen. The first question is, what forces does the customer feel?
Mm-hmm.
A German psychologist named Kurt Lewin, back in the 1930s, invented this thing called force field analysis. And the idea is that people's behavior is a result of forces they feel. So, in other words, people don't take action unless they feel a compelling reason to do so. So understanding the forces that they feel, what's going on in their life or their business, is the first step in driving change. The second step is understanding how they respond to all the things that are going on, the forces that are influencing them. And the key assumption there is that everyone responds differently. I don't know about you, but at night at the dinner table, when my wife puts the food on the table, one of my children is happy and one of them is complaining bitterly. It's the same food. How
yeah,
can it, you
yeah.
know, people respond so differently?
Right.
Mm. And so, of course, in business, you learn very quickly that all of your customers are very different.
Exactly.
And so for each one, you have to understand how they are uniquely responding to their situation.
Right, right.
And then the third question is, what will be the power required to respond to those forces? And a lot of people think of power as the ability to force people to do things they don't want to do. But that's not the right way to think about it, in my view, when you're looking at being a sales leader or a change leader and helping someone implement change in their own business or their own life. You have to look at power as the amount of effort and work required to make a change. You know, that is the
right
physicist definition of power.
Right. Brett, we're going to have to wrap it up because we've come up to the end of our time, but I want to thank you for talking to us about how change is moving very rapidly and how we got to learn how to sell that. Will you come back another day and talk to us some more about this?
Sure, absolutely. It'd be a pleasure.
Okay, good. Brett Clay, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales and Leading Change. Thanks, Brett. See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.